6:30 spot on, and it brings us to our very interesting feature, the first installment of the Fitas Diary. And this segment has been recorded by Tufail Patel, and we are taking these excerpts from the book Fitas, A Social History of Page View from 1948 to 1988. It is a book written by Nazir Karim. I'm going to air out the first segment, and I want you to contribute to the discussion. I mean, we want people to go back into memory lane, nostalgia, you know, as they say. And we want you to share with us daily some of your Fitas moments. Anything, can be anything about Fitas, but tell us about that and what do you miss today. So take a listen to the first segment.
Fitas, a journey through time. At the turn of the century and before the outbreak of World War I, the non-white population of Johannesburg was concentrated in locations. Three such locations existed. These locations were first established by the South African Republic in 1893 under the Kruger government. These locations were established as a recommendation of the mining commissioner, and the decision taken at the time was that the vacant land west of the Braamfontein Cemetery should be laid out as the Kuli and Kafir locations. At this stage, the Malay location was already in existence. Page View correlates more or less to the Malay location, Kuli location, and part of Frededor. At the turn of the century, many non-whites were attracted to the city simply due to the possibility of getting employment in the Johannesburg area, which was rapidly developing as the epicenter of urban capitalist development. Gold was just discovered on the Rand, and the prospect of being able to earn a decent wage was great. People of all races and all walks of life began pouring into the Johannesburg area. The authorities' response to this was to provide locations for the non-white population so as to house and control them. Being a non-white in the urban area of Johannesburg also meant either being an illegal in the area or having to acquire the necessary permits or passes to be in the area. Interestingly, this period evinces a clear sense of racial segregation and was quite evidently colonial in its intention and effect. By the beginning of 1940, the population of Pageview was predominantly Indian. The majority of stands in Pageview were already on the names of Indians. And although they were just leaseholders and not owners, Pageview by 1940 was beginning to manifest the distinctly Indian character. However, the people who lived in Pageview and those who knew of it tended to call the place by another, more compassionate name, Fitas. For all intents and purposes, it is quite clear that people almost instinctively refer to the place as Fitas and find the name Pageview too official and not reflective of their appreciation of the place. Fitas, the name, is still in use, but refers to a particular period in the history of the area, the place. Extending over 24 streets from 11th Street to 24th Street, an unspoken rule of the area made a somewhat of separation, the south side comprising of 17th to 24th Street and the north side from 17th till 11th Street. Shops and cafes were found around the area, mostly on Delary and Cross Streets. Alleys join parallel streets, usually situated closer to the cafes. Most of these establishments were owned by the Chinese. Until 1962, there were an approximate 177 stores within Fitas. Fitas consisted of many religious sites and schools catering for all within its community. The Queen's Park Sports Ground was also considered to be part of this amazing community. The residential build-up consisted of many plots, each with approximately four cottages. These cottages would have small rooms and a kitchen, and often would use a communal bathroom. There were about 352 plots within Fitas. A Radio Islam production by Maulana Habib Bobat and Tufail Patel.
Yes, during the course of the year, I read many books, and one of those books were Fitas, A Social History of Pageview. And I said, this is a fascinating thing to bring back on air. And I said, no, look, during the course of the year, it won't be appropriate because people are too busy and they won't be able to listen to it. So I said, let's shelve it for a little while. And then I saw the roster and I saw I was doing 5 to 7 during the December holiday. I said, perfect timing. We can get it out at that time. And I said to Phil Patel and I said to him, listen, let's record these diaries and let's create that nostalgia in the people and bring them back to the Fitas world and ask them to share with us their memories. And alhamdulillah, I've already received many messages. I'm going to read them out in a short while as I scan through them. You can share your memories on 011-854. I prefer callers. It'd be nice, you know, especially the elderly people growing up in Fitas. What was it like? What do you miss about Fitas? Or are you still in Fitas? And what do you like about Fitas? 011-854-1548. That's 011-854-1548. Alternatively, you could WhatsApp on the studio number 072-786-1548 or 48855. Here's a very interesting message coming through from Hawa Bibi the dentist. And she says, Assalamu alaikum Mawlana Habib. I was born and bred in Fitas. At the thought of the Fitas diaries, I found myself smiling at my radio. I am so excited. Fitas has beautiful and fond memories of days long gone. I attended the girls' school and madrasa that was under Jamiatul Ulama Transvaal, because that was the previous name of Jamiatul Ulama Transvaal, and then they had the other division. Anyways, moving on, Fitas people are very different breed. We get so happy to meet each other and take a trip down memory lane. We often use the phrase, he was from the 18 and they were from the 14. Only we understand what it means. I still don't understand what it means. Maybe it's 14th Street and 18th Street. Because I remember Tufail saying in the recording this, that it comprises of more than 24 streets in Fitas. So maybe somebody can come and explain that also to us. We were the valleys of the 19th Street. My mum, Hazira, taught at the boys' and girls' school. And my dad, Rashid, was a well-known motor mechanic. Thank you for taking us through a past. Taking us through a blast from the past. Fitas people are awesome. Yeah, we like to hear. And as you go into the diaries, you'll hear about the different segments or the different the different factors of the community. Like in this book, let me just take you through the index of the book very quickly. It's not an A4 size, it's an A5 size books. And it, in this book, Nazir Karim discusses the historical background of Fitas, how it came about. As you heard, that because of gold being discovered in Johannesburg, the non-whites flocked. It became the epicenter of people moving towards Johannesburg, etc. So obviously the authorities had to provide accommodation for the people. So they classified groups, the people into three groups. Now this book is quite emphatic in its classification. They use the... I am not reflecting this. I'm just quoting to you from the book what it says, the Kaffir location, the Kuli location, and the Malay location, that's how it was classified back then. Please nobody get the wrong message or the wrong idea that what is this man talking about. So according to that time, that's how it was classified, and people were grouped according to that. So you either fit in into one of these categories. Then he speaks about how the Malay locality was already there. The Malay population was already there in Fitas, and previously it was known as Pageview, and then later on it became known as Fitas. And there's fascinating accounts in this book. They speak about the sports activities, they speak about religion, they speak about 14th Street, Musa Hassan Bulbulia, the Surtis, Alibai, the Mad Hafiz, subhanAllah, Harry the Fat Man. Harry the Fat Man is a fascinating account. When we get to that, you'll enjoy that one also, Harry the Fat Man. The commercial stepchildren of Fitas. Yeah, that's a fascinating one. They adopted a lot of children, even though they had their own. Okay, the biscops. That's one of the entries here. The politics of Fitas. And then the part two of this book is basically divided into two parts. One prior to the Group Areas Act and one after the Group Areas Act. In part two, Nazir Karim goes on to speak about the Group Areas Act, and then he speaks about the removals and the struggle that continues, and he ends off with the adamant Fitas people that said, we will not move. So that's the basic rundown of the diaries. And it will be a fascinating listen to, inshallah. We will be broadcasting these diaries onto our website on www.radioislam.co.za. Here's another message coming through. It reads, the people of Fitas were very united in spite of having different schools of thoughts. Yes, that's a fascinating thought. I also picked up that when you read the book, they say on different occasions they would celebrate different things, but they would do it collectively. We'll speak about that, inshallah, in the days to come. Here's another message. Assalamu alaikum. Sadly, Morana, we cannot hear clearly. Reception not clear at all in Asia South. Yes, I really, really do apologize to that. I think you should divert all these concerns to our station manager, Maulana Haider Ali Torat. I don't know what to do. Anyways, I know it's really frustrating to listen when that reception is giving you a problem. It gives you a distorted program and you are unable to hear. Alhamdulillah, many people have gone the satellite route and many people are able to listen to us via satellite and they say it's crystal clear. Anyways, that's just about Fitas. More messages you can send us on 48855 or 0727861548. Kabuni, Fitas na koi check any, I don't know, are they all extinct or what? I don't seem to hear from them. Let's go for a nasheed break by Abdul Haq and perhaps we'll get some more interactions coming from that side. Earlier on, we aired for you the first installment of the Fitas Diary and we gave you a brief overview of what is Fitas, where it came about and how it came about. And we are asking you now to give us some thoughts on that and I see some interactions coming through. But first, let's go to our callers and then we'll get to our SMSs. We do have a brother Abdul Haq online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana Bobat, it's a pleasure to speak to you. I'm 77 years old and I was an ex-Fitas guy.
Mm.
And, well, you know, when we moved to Fitas, we were put out of Safaya Town.
Mm-hmm.
So they never had place for the Indians or the, you know, so I moved to Fitas. And we moved in 18th Street. And it like you were mentioned, well, like you mentioned in the book, how close the people were, whether you were Hindu, whether you were Muslim, whether you were Tamil, it was just one happy family. You know, you never saw the people's religion. You saw the nature of the people that they showed towards you. And you know, at a certain time, from 18th Street, then we moved to 15th Street. From 15th Street, we moved to 19th Street, and then to 20th Street. Eventually, I moved to 16th Street. And at that time, I used to work on a poultry farm. I was known as Murgawala.
Yeah.
I used to supply them with chickens every Tuesdays and Thursdays.
There was no Bedawala.
I used to supply the hunt store. Their mother used to take them. Further up 11th Street, by then, I used to come on Tuesdays with 500. You know, it was such a pleasure to stop at every house and then go to 12th Street. I offload there, and then we go to 30th. And when I come to 14th Street, there's Hans stores, I mean the Bumji stores. That man used to take 10, 15 out of my truck, out of the combi. You know, so it was a pleasure to be in Fitas at that time. The atmosphere was good, you know, amongst the people that you move around. Everybody called me Basi. Some called me Buta Basi, you know. So like that, I think there's people out there that will remember me as the chicken cha-cha. And then when I come to 16th Street, where I live, there's no more chickens. So,
and
you know, Molana, when it comes to Saturday soccer, on the school grounds. That grounds that belonged to the school. And that's how we played soccer. We did not play on turf. Turf was not even in our mind. Our professional soccer was played at Tatal Spray, red clay grounds. So we never had that luxury of playing on turf. But opposite the school grounds was a park that belonged to Mayfair. At first it was a flat ground. We used to train there. But then the apartheid people decided, no, we mustn't, they won't tell us not to play there. They started bringing sand and making big humps. So you didn't have a flat ground anymore. You had to run up and down the hills the way they did it. That's the treatment you got. You know,
What do you miss the most today?
I don't know, me. What I miss of Fitas is that atmosphere we had at that time. You know, when it comes to, you go to Majestic Bioscope, you go to Lyric Bioscope, and on a Saturday, if you didn't buy a ticket for the 3 o'clock, 12 o'clock show, or 3 o'clock show, or the late show, 6 o'clock, or 8 o'clock, don't go. Fitas and Forsberg, that is what I miss, you know, because on Saturdays, there you all walk. We never bothered with cars. We walked to town. We walked from Fitas to Forsberg. Very few people could afford cars at that time. You understand, Molana? So what I miss mostly of Fitas is Sundays when everybody goes to the grounds, either for cricket or for soccer. And that was our sporting field there. If you played professional soccer at later stages, we played in Natal Spring. And that is where the professional soccer was played. You know, Transvaal United, Blackpool, even Orlando Pirates and Morocco Swallows came to join there. And then we had some teams from Durban. And, you know, mostly Muslim guys. And if those guys were around today, believe me, they would have made the whole Bafana Bafana. Let's not say Bafana Bafana. They would have been Badania Badania.
Jazakumullah khairan, Brother Abdul Haq, for that fascinating account. Really appreciate it.
But that is what Fitas was all about.
Jazakumullah.
If you didn't like this house, you'll get the house. Eventually, sorry to keep you up. Eventually, I moved to 16th Street. And from 16th Street, that's when we said, we won't move. And then we had to come to Lens.
Yeah, you did move.
That's where our chapter started. My baby at that time was 3 months old. Today he is 42 years old. And that's how long I've been in Lens.
Yeah, you do have your own community here also. Like the Talimul Islam Masjid is known as the Fitas, isn't it?
Yes. The Fitas people. And then that's it, that mosque down there at the bottom. Yeah, that's the mosque. There's mostly Fitas guys there. And even if you go to Umar Farooq Masjid, you'll still meet some of the Fitas guys there also. You know, the ones that is still around. I had a brother that was born in Fitas. I had a sister that was born in Fitas. So from there we went to Sufaya Town. And eventually when they threw the black people out of Sufaya Town to go to Meadowlands, and the town wasn't called Sufaya Town anymore, it was called Triumph.
Okay, Brother Abdul Haq.
The white guys were throwing out the people. They said, "Nee, yalla kulis moet maar plek gaan soek." They just used the phrase, "Yalla kappers and yalla busmans and yalla hotnotte." You know, they just used those phrases. And then you had to just be happy about it.
Okay, Brother Abdul Haq.
The white men with tomatoes and things like that. They had to move out. And then it was Fitas.
Jazakumullah for that account, eh?
Barakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Malana. Habib, I'm glad I spoke to you. Okay.
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yeah, the Buddhas van Fitas. Yeah, listen, yeah. Fitas had a cross-cultural community and we were like a big family. This is one of the messages I'm reading here. Everyone was equal, no rich, no poor. And this is our baby sister from Extension 9. The people were mainly poor. Few people had telephones. We were the first people in the 19th Street to get a black and white TV. Each evening, we had over 20 kids watching at our home. Mum used to make popcorn for all, so much sharing and unity, no crime, an unbeatable atmosphere. And this is from one of our listeners also. Jazakumullah khairan for that, and this is very, very interesting indeed. Tomorrow, we'll be airing to you the second installment of the Fitas Diaries, which will be going out at 6:30 every day, inshallah. So stay tuned to Radio Islam International. If you've missed it, you can always listen to it on our website, www.radioislam.co.za.